Hi, this is Larry Jordan, the host of the Digital Production Buzz. The following interview was recorded live on the exhibit floor at the 2017 NAB Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. For all our NAB interviews, visit nabshowbuzz.com. Welcome back to the Digital Production Buzz at NAB. We're talking with Bram Desmond. He's the president and CEO of Flanders Scientific. Flanders Scientific makes some really interesting monitors, both for production and for post, and I always learn whenever I talk with Bram. Welcome back. Good to have you with us. So, Bram, the question I've got first is, describe your company.
So, we really specialize in high-quality, reference-grade monitors, and we also do color management devices for DITs and for people looking to calibrate, like consumer sets. So, we do a lot of different things, but they're all kind of oriented around accurate displays, and we think that's an important tool for every level of production.
Well, we clearly can't see video without having a display, but why should somebody consider Flanders Scientific? There's a lot of different brands out there.
Sure, there are tons of monitors, and I think the thing that really sets us apart is our focus on getting the color right. So we integrate with some of the leading solutions on the market, like Light Illusions LightSpace and Spectracal's Calman for calibration, and all of our monitors, from our very entry level to our top-of-line units support 3D LUT-based calibration, and that goes above and beyond what a lot of other brands offer. So you have that, and then, of course, you have all the features that Flanders is well known for. We have 18 different scopes on our monitors. We got this really cool new feature we're showing at the show called Scope Stream, which is, I think, the first time anybody's done this. So scopes on a panel, that's great, but then it covers your video, so it's kind of annoying. So what ScopeStream allows you to do is you simply put your monitor and your computer on the same network, and then the scopes are streamed back to your computer. And it's a really low-load operation because we're not asking the computer to analyze the video. The monitor is analyzing the video, and we're just sending the waveform and vectorscope traces back to be drawn on the display, on the computer monitor, that is. So it's a great way to get the scopes from your monitor to your computer, without having anything annoying over the video that you care about seeing.
That is a very cool solution.
Yeah, it's a nice little feature.
There's a lot of monitor manufacturers out there. Well, wait, before I do that, one of the most interesting conversations I've had in the last 6 months is when you and I were chatting on the phone about where HDR is taking us. Now, HDR is both higher resolution, greater brightness levels, and greater color saturation. And tell us where we stand today.
So it's definitely a fast-evolving segment of this market. And it's also something I think is a little esoteric until people see it. You know, like with 4K, that's easy to advertise. It's a bigger number. Like 8K, it's easy to advertise. HDR, people don't get it until they see it. And when you see it next to SDR, you're like, okay, I get it. It's immediately apparent what the difference is. So high dynamic range is great. The thing that I think you have to be a little careful of is that, you know, high dynamic range is not just being bright. It's a whole ecosystem. So there's new EOTFs to allow us to optimize the way that these displays look. And it's a little interesting because you have all these competing standards now. So you have HDR10, you have HDR10+, which was just announced. You have Dolby Vision, you have HLG. The great thing about us on the professional side is that because we have this open calibration architecture, we can calibrate to essentially any of those standards. And so we're working on HDR displays. We actually showed some at the show here. We showed a 55-inch HDR OLED, and then we have a new 31-inch that's coming out as well, an LCD that'll be high dynamic range. And then on our DM series monitors, we offer something called HDR Preview. For people who maybe don't have the budget for an HDR monitor, but they're on set, they're getting a PQ or an HDR-type signal back to their display from a camera, and they just need to be able to see if the detail is there in the image and a roughly normalized image. It's kind of like having a D-log on a monitor on set. If you're shooting log, looking at log on set, especially if you're trying to show the talent something, it can be kind of alarming. Why is everything washed out? Why do I look terrible? Same type of thing. If you try to feed HDR signals to an SDR monitor, it's kind of going to look like garbage. So we have these preview modes as well. So we're trying to tackle this at a lot of different levels and to meet a lot of different needs and to give people options that are both affordable for kind of the practical on-set applications and then a little bit more expensive solutions, but the solutions people need in the high-end post world.
So what have you got that's new for the show?
So the XM55U is the 55-inch OLED that 750 nits peak luminance. And
how many?
750 nits. So relatively bright. It's OLED, so black levels are excellent. The contrast is essentially infinite. So that makes a great both SDR and HDR UHD reference monitor. So people looking for 4K or UHD displays, that's a really good solution. We're also showing ScopeStream, the feature I talked about. And then we're also showing something called BoxIO 12G. And BoxIO 12G is an evolution of our color management devices. And we affectionately refer to it as the mother of all LUT boxes because it's got four inputs, four outputs, all with independent 3D LUTs. So you can use this to do like distributed calibration of four different displays, or you could do this, what the more practical application is, for DITs who are on set. It allows them to do real-time LUT updates to four different signals and not have to have four boxes plugged in. You know, traditionally people have plugged in four box IOs or four, you know, other LUT boxes. And you have four, you know, power supplies you need to plug in, four Ethernet cables. We've simplified that and made it all in one device. So those are the main things we're showing, and then we'll have some other surprises a little bit later this year.
Well, which gets me to what you think the future is holding. I'm not asking for a product announcement, but what are the trends that you're keeping your eyes on?
So the trend, obviously 4K is of interest, and I think that that's going to happen. To me personally, that one's not as important. I'm a big fan of the saying, you know, what we want is better pixels, not more pixels. So high dynamic range is very compelling, and that's the thing that I think we will see a lot more of. The cost will continue to come down on the consumer side. HDR displays have gotten phenomenally affordable. You can buy a great, you know, HDR OLED for like $3,000. So I think those are the trends that we're going to see a lot more of. I am concerned about the number of formats we have, because that's always kind of the kiss of death for anything new and emerging. So hopefully that settles down a little bit and each one of these kind of finds its ideal application. And I think once we have that and once the displays get brighter, that will be kind of the trend that we see going forward. So brighter displays is the big thing, of course. Brighter and brighter and brighter.
Well, yeah, I'm not a fan of greater resolution. I think 4K is as far as we need to go, as far as the human eye can see, unless we're starting to project to a 75-foot screen.
Exactly.
But that's never stopped marketing departments in the past. Why should it do it now? But I'm concerned about the codec and format proliferation, because that, as you said, that's a real problem.
Yeah, and just, you know, the amount of data you've got to kind of pump through the pipeline is kind of scary, and especially when you start combining the resolution with HDR, because now you're talking about with HDR, you can't do that with 8-bit like we've been doing with SDR. So we've been sending 420 HD resolution 8-bit signals to the home. Now you want to pipe 4K. You want to do it HDR, which requires at least 10, ideally 12 bits of data. You have higher frame rates, the greater resolution. It becomes kind of a mess. You know, everything gets impacted. The costs increase. And I'm not sure that productions or post-production facilities necessarily get to charge more all the time.
No.
You're being asked to handle more data, and the broadcasters are being asked to pipe more out, but they can't really charge more. It's just, you know,
it's a conundrum.
Yes, exactly.
For people that want to know more about the products you offer, where can they go on the web?
FlandersScientific.com. Try to keep it easy.
That's all one word, Flanders, FLANDERS. There's an S there. Yeah. And then another S for scientific, SCIENTIFIC, FlandersScientific.com. And Bram Desmond is the president and CEO of Flanders Scientific. Bram, thanks for joining us today.
Pleasure as always. Thanks.
Have yourself a great show.
Thanks.